Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. The North House Folk School in Grand Marais is celebrating 20 years since they first put together a catalog of traditional arts classes, and today they're growing, hiring two new full-time positions to complement their staff, volunteers, and hardworking interns. Today on Radio Gallery, we spotlight this longtime center of creativity and activity on the North Shore.
I'm Greg Wright, and I'm the executive director of North House, and so my job is to help fuel the dream and find the team that's going to make it happen. North House is an educational nonprofit focused on enriching lives and building community through the teaching of traditional northern craft. The mission comes alive literally year round in coursework that features the talents of 140 different regional artisans who share their skills in the world of craft, everything from traditional beadwork to moosehide muckluck making, timber frame sauna building to Scandinavian baking, wood-fired bread oven building to traditional blacksmithing. And students arrive quite literally from all over the world. In the past 5 years, we've had students here from 48 states and 6 foreign countries. And why? I think the simple answer is, where does energy get breathed in? Where does the story of these traditions that have been part of the northern landscape, part of the northern way of life for, untold decades, for centuries? I think about birch bark canoe building. When did that start? And who teaches it? And the answer is, these skills aren't being shared. Indeed, they're being lost. And so this school is about people who are curious, who want to get their hands on this good stuff because they love a life that's filled with learning. You know, believe in doing, you connect to place. You think about a birch tree in a whole new way after you've built a canoe and paddled across the North's northern waters. So that's what North House does, brings the world of traditional craft alive. The power and the joy of creating something that's beautiful, something that's useful. That'll never go away. Absolutely. This world somehow makes us think we need permission to do things. If you're not great at something, why would you do it? And we have a saying here at North House, and it goes like this. Anything worth doing is worth doing poorly. And a lot of people kind of, what? The point is the doing. Life is not about standing on the sidelines. Life is about grabbing on to stuff that matters and making it happen, whether you're great at it or whether you're just curious about it. As soon as we begin to grab on and invest our hearts in things, the world becomes a better place.
Tell us a little bit about where you're located, and this is a big year for you.
Absolutely. Yeah, so North House sits, we're in Grand Marais, Minnesota. I like to say, we live here on the edge of forever. We may not be at the North Pole, but you can see it from here. And that's part of, it's a beautiful location. We're right in downtown Grand Marais on the harbor on the shore of Lake Superior. For the school to be on this body of water is, of course, a tremendous pleasure and privilege, and really is one of the features of the school that I know our students just love. But this is our, if you can believe this, is our 20th year as a school. We were started by a group of about 20 community volunteers who knew that art is a wonderful and powerful thing and wanted to create a school focused on the folk arts, on the traditional crafts, because where was that school in the North? And the answer, it wasn't anywhere. North House has been really lucky through its history to attract a very talented group of staff, very invested in the school's mission, very willing to put their shoulders down and push hard on the wheel. We have a program team led by our program director, Jessa Frost. But now we are looking for two director positions. One, a development director, person who obviously works with the core of our funding community, generating support for the school's mission. And also an administrative and operations director, somebody who understands the importance of great financial management and strong HR support for staff. And there's basic information about those positions on our website. And also on our website, it's easy to request a full application packet, resource packet, to help assess whether those positions might be of interest to someone.
For details about January or February class offerings, or for job application information, go to KUMD.org and find links to the North House Folk School. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen, with music by Willie Murphy. You can listen to this episode again and find links to the artist's work at KUMD.org. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.